UNICEF yesterday airlifted emergency nutrition supplies and water-related equipment to southern Somalia as part of its life-saving interventions to assist drought-affected children in the country. Over 500,000 children in Somalia are acutely malnourished and in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. In some areas of the south, 1 in 3 children is acutely malnourished. UNICEF representative to Somalia, Roseanne Charlton, told me what is being done to help.
The conditions are very severe indeed. 80% of all malnourished children are in the southern part of the country, and over 500,000 children overall are acutely malnourished. It's an extremely serious situation. And when we're looking at the south of Somalia, you can say 1 in 3 children is acutely malnourished. Very serious indeed.
We've been hearing a lot recently about these refugee camps in Kenya and Ethiopia from people who are leaving Somalia because of the drought. What are the conditions that much worse in the country itself?
Well, as you know, we've had restricted access to parts of the country, and we see that the children who are arriving in the camps that you mentioned are generally in pretty poor condition. Our concern is, of course, for those who perhaps haven't been able to make it across the border. Perhaps they couldn't afford transport or they were too weak to move. So as the access opens up in southern Somalia, we're hopeful that we'll get a better picture, but we're very worried that it's going to be to turn out to be at least as bad, if not worse, as the signs we've seen of the people who've gone across the border.
You mentioned the difficulty of access, and this was airlifted emergency aid. How difficult is it to get this aid to the people still in Somalia?
We airlifted the aid because of the emergency, because it's so urgent to get these supplies to children. We've been operating in the Baidoa area. We have an office and staff there. We've been operating throughout. But we haven't been able to operate on as large a scale as is needed for the emergency. So that's why we airlifted the supplies. We're able to get now to more areas than we were able to reach before, and we're hopeful that that will continue, that bit by bit we'll be able to get to more and more areas. That's the case also much further south on the borders with Kenya and Ethiopia, where we're able to get to more towns than we have been able to in the last couple of years. So we're hopeful that gradually more and more access will be available and we'll be able to reach more children.
What are the most pressing supplies that these children need?
Well, the most pressing supplies, of course, for those who are already malnourished is therapeutic food and medicine to treat their malnutrition and to restore them to health so that they can go back to a regular diet. Then, of course, we need to be sure that food supplies are available so that they can have access to that as well. But children are also, the food alone, let me say, won't solve the problem of children because they also need good health services. They need to be immunized. They need clean water for drinking and cooking and so on. And they also need, of course, good sanitation facilities. So while we are providing therapeutic feeding products, we are also trying to make sure that they have access to these other services. That's really, really acute for them. But there is, of course, an overall need for the general population, including the adult population, obviously, of food in the southern area. And with a failed harvest and a short fall harvest likely to come in August, September, the prospects are looking quite gloomy.